Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown songs with a civil rights-related theme. This half hour, we'll hear from Edward Starr, Marvin Gaye, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Temptations, The Four Tops, Martha and the Vandellas, and Stevie Wonder. All coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
Motown memory from Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's. That was Does Your Mama Know About Me? That reached number 35 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. Before that, the classic Marvin Gaye tune What's Going On, number one from 1971. And we started with War, also a number one song, Edward Starr's signature tune from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring civil rights-related theme songs. Well, coming up, a great song by Diana Ross and the Supremes, I'm Living in Shame. Well, two conflicts rocked America during the 1960s and early 1970s. The war in Vietnam consumed thousands of U.S. lives and billions of dollars. It also provided a protest movement that really split the country in two and forced the president, President Johnson, out of office. More importantly, perhaps, it cast America as a global villain in the eyes of students and radicals around the world, turning the war into an international cause célèbre. America's other heartbreak during this terrible time was confined to its own borders, although it had echoes across the world. Ever since the elimination of slavery, after the American Civil War in the 19th century, the issue of race relations, and in particular discrimination against the African-American population, had been an open sore in the U.S. society, and much music at the time reflected that. Well, here are Diana Ross and the Supremes, I'm Living in Shame, right here on Motown Memories.
She wore dirty raggedy scarf around her head. Always had her stockings low, low to her feet, she just didn't know. She wore sloppy dress. Oh, no matter how she tried, she always looked a mess. Out of the pot she ate, never used a fork or dinner plate. I was always so afraid for my
train. Madigan was living high, I didn't want him to know her. She had a grandson 2 years old that I'd never even show her.
He can't trust him now. Continue with Tom Fowler. Continue with Tom Fowler. Continue with Tom Fowler.
They reached number 28 on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. Before that, The Temptations with The Plastic Man, number 8 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1973. We started with Diana Ross and the Supremes, I'm Living in Shame, number 1 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature civil rights-related songs for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a Martha and the Vandellas great song called I Should Be Proud from 1970. Well, during the late 1960s and early 1970s, politicians in the United States attempted to solve the problem with racism with legislation, but they were always reacting too slowly. America's black community was aflame with righteous indignation. Sometimes it reacted with impatience, other times with rage. The result was a remarkable period of history in which the entire country was sucked into the drama of civil rights and black power. It was the time of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali and James Brown, the Freedom Fighters and the Black Panthers. It was also the golden age of a record company that became the youngest black-owned business in America. Of course, that was Berry Gordy's Motown Records. Motown really never set out to be a political force. It was simply a stable of incredible music talent, which earned its reputation as Hitsville, USA and Detroit, also known as the Sound of Young America. But during that time of civil rights marches and ghetto riots, all African Americans were sucked into the conflict. Motown Records was no exception. Berry Gordy himself was a strong supporter as the prince of the nonviolent civil rights movement. Continuing with a civil rights-related song, here is I Should Be Proud, Martha the Vandellas, right here on Motown Memories.
I was under the dryer when the telegram came. Private John C. Miller was shot down. Shipped him home with medals of honor and glory. Even our local paper ran a front page story.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
A boy's born in hard time Mississippi, surrounded by for world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city. Shown the proof.
dance long, but soon it won't have any to find a job. It's like a haystack needle, 'cause where you live, they don't use colored people. Living just enough for the situation.
Found you guilty. 10 years.
What?
Come on, come on! Get in that cell, nigger.
God, no.
His hair is long, his feet are hard and thrifty. He spends his life walking the streets of New York City. He's almost dead from breathing in air pollution. He tried to fight, but to him that's no solution. Just enough for the shit, yeah.
Stevie Wonder with a classic song, Living in the City, number one in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1973. We start with Martha and the Vandellas, I Should Be Proud, number 45 of the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts, and number 80 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured all songs with a civil rights-related theme. Coming up to the next half hour, we'll continue that civil rights-related theme, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.